State Representative Pedro Colon has been in the Assembly for a decade. He lost in a spring election to become city attorney in Milwaukee, and two people challenging him in tomorrow's legislative primary in the 8th District say Colon hasn't given enough of an effort in his neighborhoods or at the state capitol. One of the challengers is Laura Manriquez.
We have a legislator that we believe that has been out of touch and not within our community, working with our constituents. And Mr. Colon believes that as a state legislator, he is a part-time legislator, although we pay him full-time wages as well as benefits.
Manriquez is a nurse and is president of the board of a local job training agency. Last year, while on a technical college board, Colon voted against a contract for the agency. Colon defends his vote by saying the organization was in poor financial shape. He says he's worked hard in his legislative district.
For the last two budgets, I've sat on the Joint Finance Committee, which is an appointed committee, and I've been able to essentially meet some of the challenges that we face in Milwaukee. For example, last year we were able to provide $10 million for the educational achievement gap that takes place in 10th grade.
The third Democrat in the 8th District Assembly race is Jose Guzman, a newspaper employee who currently doesn't live in the district. He's one of the conservative so-called clean sweep candidates supported by a former Republican lawmaker. Guzman could not be reached for comment. There's no Republican candidate, so tomorrow's primary will likely decide the election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.